a right by Watt, an uppercut. He's all on. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, minus the All-Stars. And of course, they've got the union contract. They get to have the night off. But me, I'm part of management. I'm here for the night. Straight up, open phone lines around the world as we talk sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some NFL games today, of course, significance, but the one big thing that happened in the NFL today, of course, was Derek Carr, the Oakland Raiders quarterback, being knocked out for the season. Man, he's done. Broken leg, he's done. What will the Raiders do now? They're 11-3, but they've got no quarterback. Talk about that in depth tonight. The sports princess will be here. That's right, Kate Delaney of the NBC Sports Network. She will be here at 40 minutes past the hour talking about the biggest sports stories of the year and the biggest chokes of the year. So we got lots of things to talk about tonight. Of course, what is it next up on Sports Byline? Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. This is Sports Byline.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local Farm Mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Heaven help us.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What is hip? Sports Day, December 25th, 2016. Talk about one and done. Former NFL player Robert Edmonds was found fatally shot in Detroit this week in what police are calling an execution-style murder on the city's west side. Edmonds, 28, played with the Buffalo Bills. While he wasn't drafted in 2005, he did play one game for the Bills as a rookie and was released. Talk about one and done, one and done. Staying in Michigan, the Flint, Michigan water crisis, you know, man. Wednesday, four more government officials were criminally charged with poisoning the water and the people of Flint, Michigan. Of course, in a nutshell, Governor Snyder's office opted to save some money and change a water source of Flint, Michigan, of course, in order to save money. But this led to like 12 deaths from Legionnaire's disease and all kinds of people suffering lead poisoning. Guess what? Congress this week, they decided not to do an investigation on that. Imagine if this was Beverly Hills instead of Flint, Michigan. On a bright note in Motown, it'll be the best of both worlds next year as the first combination IHOP and Applebee's restaurant opens up in downtown Motown. Straight up. It's not known whether or not you can order both IHOP pancakes alongside Applebee's drinks, their wings, their riblets, and of course, back to those crummy drinks, those gimmick drinks, you know, the ones with the umbrellas in them. How come only chicks drink them? Or guys that want to be with chicks drink them? Because that's not something you do with other guys. Ladies, guys are not drinking fairy drinks unless they're fairies or they're looking to get you drunk. Ooh, I saw assistant coach Ken Norton recently at the Oakland Raiders training facility, the son of the former world WBC boxing champion Ken Norton. I can remember spending hours with Norton Sr., particularly one New Year's Eve. We spent together at the Eden Rock Hotel in Miami Beach, Florida. I was doing TV for a boxing show, and Norton was my celebrity guest, talking about Ali, Holmes, Mike Tyson. Nothing got Kenny's interest till I mentioned his son. He became animated, got up, talked about getting a college degree. He was so proud of him, just so proud of him. Of course, Ken Norton Jr. doing his thing now as the defensive coach for the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders now 11-3. Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey, not the most popular guy as far as being around Stanford right now. Why? Because he's going to skip the bowl game in order to concentrate on the NFL draft. Some people are calling him selfish. I think he's brilliant. What are you, an idiot? Come on. I applaud what he's doing because, you know, this sort of reminds me of the late musical icon Prince Rogers Nelson. And I remember before he killed himself last year on that overdose. Anyway, when Prince would play his biggest hits in concert about 15 years ago, he was getting screwed by the record companies, so he would perform in concert with the word slave written on one side of his face. Prince was being exploited, as is every college football player who plays. That's right, they all pay a price, folks. If it isn't with their mind, it's with their body. And yet colleges are making hundreds of millions of dollars each year off the gridiron slaves. Just like the slaves of the plantation days, folks, the MO is the same. Tell them like this: if you perform well on the plantation, I mean the college football field, you might get someday be free to play in the NFL. You know, when I was with the San Francisco Police Department, I knew pimps who treated their workers better than the NCAA does players. Back to McCaffrey. He isn't the only athlete skipping a bowl game this year. LSU's running back Leonard Fournette, who was plagued with some, you know, got some bogus little small injuries, says the NCAA can kiss his ass too. Okay. He didn't actually say it, but he meant it. You know, I had a unique perspective on the genius that was Bill Walsh, as one day I accompanied him from the 49er locker room to the post-game press conference. I was a San Francisco policeman. I remember writing down notes on a napkin on the back of his hand. You name it, he had notes all over the place. But that just shows you where the mind was. He was already thinking about next week's game. Man, the man that brought us the West Coast offense, that's what he was thinking about, the next game, okay? But he never lost his cool. He rarely lost his cool. I mean, he didn't. But the guy that took his place, of course, a few coaches later, Mr. Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, is like Mr. Cerebral Hemorrhage, Mr. Stroke, Mr. Heart Attack, you name it. He's losing his cool all the time. But the guy I think that's really the coolest guy I've ever seen on the sidelines ever is Jack Del Rio of the Oakland Raiders. I don't know after Derek Carr broke his leg today, but the bottom line is, I'm telling you, this guy either he's got heroin running through his bloodstreams, man, or he's just the coolest cat in the entire world, because I've never seen a guy that cool when the pressure's on. Next Saturday night, New Year's Eve, ex-NFL player in Florida Seminole. That's right, the man from the Florida Seminole Hall of Fame, wide receiver with a Super Bowl ring and current ABC sports guy in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Get ready for Mike Schumann Unplugged, folks, as he tells the story about Jim Harbaugh and 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick in the Super Bowl and how they blew it. Speaking of mind-blowing, get ready for this. I'm expecting the NFL to allow players beginning in 2018 or 2019 and latest to have an option not to take Vicodins. What am I trying to say? That's right. Medical marijuana coming to an NFL locker room quicker than you think, folks. I can already see Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, he's that Bob Marley clone sparking up a joint postgame before the press is led into the Dallas locker room. Or Jerry Jones. Can't you just see it, folks? And like Bob Dylan said a long time ago, the times, they are a-changing. The biggest boxing match of 2017 looks like it's a go. Unbeaten world middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin will meet Mexican icon Canelo Alvarez on the second Saturday of September 2017 in Las Vegas. Canelo told me that fight would happen in October, but you know, some people are calling him a chicken because he wants to take on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. first. Of course, that's a big money fight. That'll happen Cinco de Mayo 2017. That'll probably turn the pay-per-view cranks more cranks than the Gennady Golovkin fight would. L.A. Rams. The fans are having a blast now that football's back in Tinseltown. The Rams stink. Unless the other Western Division teams forfeit every game, guess what, folks? You won't be seeing Jared Goff in a playoff game unless he buys a ticket. And after watching Carson Wentz, the rookie quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, I have to think he's a better overall talent than Goff is and has the goods. He definitely has the goods. Speaking of the goods, NBA great Jerry West, of course, the man himself. Jerry West, now an official with the Golden State Warriors. West has been reluctant to discuss what some are calling God's team, or get this, the 2017 Dream Team. I can see why. You see, as great as those Laker teams were with Jerry and Wilt Chamberlain and Gail Goodrich, or even the Magic Johnson era, or maybe even the James Worthy era, the game was slower than today, and the matchups would not fare well for the Lakers. What I'm trying to tell you, Golden State Warriors are hot. Speaking of hot, my source at the Las Vegas Hilton Sportsbook in Las Vegas, obviously Sin City, thinks the Warriors are a cinch to win the NBA title. Quote, betting on the Warriors, it's like stealing money. Nobody can beat the Warriors in the best of anything series. End of quotations. That's what my genius says. He's been picking hoops for about 25 years. Okay, my guest coming up a little later, folks, will be 40 minutes past here. Will be Kate Delaney of NBC Sportsnet, a.k.a. the Sports Princess. She'll expand on a lot of things, of course. The year in upsets, the year in chokes, and, of course, the year in sports. Speaking of sports, here's a guy that didn't get a whole lot of play, but, man, he was a pretty good pitcher at his time. We'll talk about Mel Stottlemyre, 75 years old, was a three-time 20-game winner for the Yankees and a five-time All-Star, suffering from some severe cancer right now. Straight up, he's in the hospital. Of course, his brother, Todd Stottlemyre, was a major league player as well. In fact, both were pitchers. Speaking of guys pitching, he's pitching something bad, man. I'm talking about ex-NBA star Steve Francis pleaded not guilty, to breaking into a BMW in a restaurant parking lot in Florida. Get this, stolen money out of it, jewelry, makeup, and you get this, before he stole the stuff, he went into the restaurant and asked the guy for a flashlight to go out there and steal the stuff. Is he losing it? And his wife says, oh, I think he's got a drug problem. You think, huh? Well, he took more than $1,700 worth of stuff and he turned himself in last week. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years of involuntary thongs and G-strings. Prison romance. The president-elect's New York co-chair says Michelle Obama is a man. That's right. He called the first lady a transvestite. Who added, get this, she should live in Africa with gorillas. Imagine somebody saying that about Nancy Reagan or any other first lady, but a black one, and the wrath they would face. But no, it's Mrs. Obama, so it's cool. People are no longer using the N-word, folks. No, it's flat-out nigger now. But it's not just blacks. I'm talking about the spics. Yes, and I include myself there. The kikes, the ragheads, the chinks. What racists used to say under their breath, it's all acceptable now. You think I'm kidding? Recently, a comedian was called the N-word nigger by a female heckler at a comedy club. So he asked the female, what gives you the right to call me that name? Her response was, Trump won. We won. So that means I can call you a nigger. End of quote. Needless to say, that is reality in America as we enter 2017. People in Cleveland need not drink themselves to sleep tonight as the Cleveland Browns won a game. That's right, 20-17 over the hapless San Diego Chargers. The Oakland Raiders now 11-3. Of course, I talked about it earlier, winning Saturday. But man, in the playoffs for the first time in 15 years, but get this, without Derek Carr. Without Derek Carr. That's right, Derek Carr is done. He has got a broken leg and he won't be happening. More in the NFL, the scores, the Sunday's games, the NBA, and more coming up on Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Coming to you live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite. And the real reason why I'm doing any live radio this holiday weekend, the troops listening worldwide on the American Forces Network. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Sports date, December 25th, 2016. This is What Is Him.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to guitarcenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you going to do that?
Make sure you don't forget your meeting pass anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Richard Sherman, of course, not being too smart there, taking after a journalist. And, of course, a couple of days later, Russell Wilson took a swipe at him on Twitter. The bottom line is, you know, guys are upset with the media nowadays. And I tell you, folks, if the media were doing their job, we'd really know what's going on in this world. Unfortunately, and I'm going to be real, real with you about this, in 1977, Playboy magazine did a special. And I think one of the guys that did the Watergate story, I think Bob Woodward or Bernstein, Woodward or Bernstein, one of them, they wrote a story for Playboy magazine. They talked about how the CIA had incorporated 1,000 members of the media into the CIA at that point in time in 1977. So if you can imagine the CIA controlled the media in 1977, you can imagine what kind of control they have over the media in 2016. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, everybody's crucifying the media out there. They're going after the media doesn't tell you the truth, they don't see you. You know what? They're controlled. It's all about corporate control nowadays. You know, I thought the internet was gonna, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I thought the internet was gonna be the godsend, you know, to telling everything like it was, to exposing the truths in the world, the inadequacies, the tragedies that happen and things like that. But guess what? It hasn't. It just ain't happening that way, folks. I don't know what to say, but the bottom line was the internet is a big-time failure, and my book, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. If you're wondering where Zach Attack is, Zach Attack Young has got the day off. That's right, him and, of course, his lovely daughter doing their thing down there. And, you know, in Southern California, he's a lucky dad. He's really a lucky dad because he hasn't had his daughter's been away from him, I think, for 2 months now. In Texas with her mother. So the bottom line is she's back in town and he's hot and he's happening. More power to him. Now, before I get to some of the scores, let's talk about some of the games, of course, the upcoming games. And, you know, the big games as far as the playoffs are concerned, and the playoffs are looking pretty good now. They really are. I mean, obviously, the 49ers won't be in the playoffs, although they did win today. Although they did win. Yeah, they did win. They won 22-21 over guess who? Jared Goff and the L.A. Rams. The Rams are hapless, folks. The Rams can't beat the Niners. I'm going to say, they suck. The bottom line is, Seattle, the aforementioned Seattle Seahawks, of course, came up short against Arizona 34-31. Houston won a big, when I say, they were scoring so many points, 12-10 over Cincinnati. Not a big score there, no doubt about that. Oakland, of course, Oakland winning 39-25. Take that back, 39-25 over Indiana. Derek Carr broke his leg. Miami was a winner, 34-31. Big time win for Miami because Miami really needed that win. Of course, that was an overtime, and that was over the Buffalo Bills. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, I mentioned that guy, one and done. That was pretty sad, huh? When you play one game in your entire life, in your entire career, you play one game, and then you're done, and then you end up being murdered in the Detroit ghetto. Man, things were just not good for Mr. Evans, no doubt about that. Back to the NFL scores. Minnesota came up short, of course, against Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers starting to show his stuff now. Coming around the playoffs, you know, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers all year long and how he's failed to be Aaron Rodgers. He's sort of been like Aaron Average, okay? And Aaron Average is not going to take the Green Bay Packers to the playoffs, okay? It's not going to happen, okay? Aaron Superman Rodgers will take the Green Bay Packers to the playoffs today, 38-25 over Minnesota. As I say, Cleveland was a winner. 20-17 over San Diego. What does that say about Joey Bosa? The big defensive impact he was supposed to make down there in San Diego. He's just not making it, is he? I mean, I watched him last week, and in my mind, I got to tell you, in my mind, I think Joey Bosa just might be too small for that. I think they've got to find another position for him. I think that working I saw him on the end the other day, and that just didn't seem to work. I think he's too small. I think they ought to put him at middle linebacker, put him a couple pounds on him, put him on middle linebacker, or maybe an outside linebacker slot because working the defensive line, I just don't think he's big enough to work the defensive line. That is your football wrap. Time to talk mixed martial arts and combat sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
USC president, of course, Dana White came out this week and said, actually earlier today, and said that, guess what? There will be no Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather match. No way, no how. Of course, he has Conor McGregor under contract. But I've got to tell you this. money does prevail, and that would make a whole lot of money. More money, I think, that Conor McGregor could probably make in the UFC. But then again, Conor is the hot ticket in the UFC, no doubt about that. Speaking of hot tickets, former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez set to take on also the man that beat him for the title a few years ago. I'm talking about Fabrice Bloom. Of course, that's UFC 207 or 206 going down the 30th of December. Of course, that's going to rock from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I got to tell you, Ronda Rousey is the main against Amanda Nunes. But Cain Velasquez is hurt. He talked about it in an interview, said that he can't stand up for longer than 10 minutes. I know what that's about. Sometimes I can't stand up for more than 10 minutes. But then again, I'm not fighting a guy like Fabrice Bloom. Of course, Velasquez said he's in good shape. He's had no real injuries outside of these injuries are not really injuries per se. That's the way it is. He has to fight hurt. He doesn't fight hurt, he doesn't fight. This is the way it is. Cain Velasquez, of course, the former two-time world UFC heavyweight champion, of course, trying to do his thing against Fabrice Bloom. That's on pay-per-view December the 30th. Oh, speaking of guys that have given it up, going to miss them. Talking about the California kid. That's right. Uriah Faber retired, of course, after winning a three-round decision on the UFC card on Fox Sports, of course, last week. And on that main event, man, the girls took to the girls, listen, the women, when they get the spotlight, they take advantage of it. I mean, Ronda took advantage of it many, many times, but the other women do as well because they realize they're carrying the entire sport on their shoulders each and every time they go out. Okay, so Michelle Waterson came out. She was an underdog against Paige VanZant. Paige VanZant, not hard to look at. Michelle Waterson, not hard to look at. Makes the boxing and fight game a whole lot easier to look at. You know what I'm trying to say? No, but they went at it. They went at it toe-to-toe. Didn't last that long, but Michelle Waterson pulling off the upset there. And, of course, Paige VanZant, a long year for her. And, of course, they've mentioned her as being a possible champion, things like that. I just don't know. I think Valentina Kerr, whatever her name is, you know what I'm talking about. Valentina Kay is really a champion at 115. And outside of 115, she can't move up to 125 or 135. 135 is too big, and there's no division at 125 for her right now in the UFC. Speaking of the UFC, the 145-pound uncrowned world champion. That's right. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos. That's right. The she-male. Guess what? She's been caught again, allegedly, with steroids or performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, she throws women over the throws men over cars and movies. She's an amazing athlete. She's a strong chick. There's no doubt about it. But you know, for years we knew she was taking steroids. I mean, it was like you know, I mean, it was the worst kept secret in all of sports. You know, outside of that, and Jose Canseco doing steroids. You know, I mean, come on, man, it was the worst kept secret in all of sports. But we knew it. And then of course she was caught. I guess it was 2-3 years ago. In San Diego, they caught her, and of course she was suspended for a year. Then she came back, and they've been testing her clean, and which is sort of cool. But you know, I think they denied her opportunity for so long that she's had to almost stay on the juice. It's almost terrible that she's had to do this. And why do I say that? Because I don't make any excuses for people that take steroids. I just don't. I'm just trying to say is they screwed this girl around. They told her she had to fight at 135. She wanted to make any money against Ronda Rousey, so she had to try to make 135. She fought at 140. She looked like she had been in a concentration camp for about 10 years. That's how bad she looked. I'm serious. I couldn't believe she had the guile and the wit to go out and fight that night. But she's a tremendous athlete. Unfortunately, I think she might have been taking steroids again. If she is, it'll probably suspend her for another year. Maybe your second time, it might be the end. Speaking of the end, how about the world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury? That's right. I think he's over. Of course, he was the champion until he got his title taken away about 2 months ago because of cocaine problems and things like that, emotional issues. But he looks like he's retired. Doesn't look like he's ever going to come back. The giant gypsy is 6'10", 6'11", added some life to the heavyweight division because he was a colorful character. And, of course, being a gypsy, a guy that – a traveling man is what they called him. He traveled all over Europe. And like mobile homes, I didn't believe it. I thought he had a mansion. Anyway, lives in a mobile home. He's an idiot. Anyway, the bottom line is Tyson Fury is done, and the World Heavyweight Championship is vacant as we speak because Anthony Joshua has not got enough fights to become really the world-recognized heavyweight champion. 17-0, Olympic gold medals, of course, 2012. And, of course, there's Joseph Parker, the WBO champion out of New Zealand. He's like 25-26-0. Not enough fights. Not enough fights against good people to call him the world linear heavyweight champion yet. So we'll see what happens there. But straight up, Tyson Fury is done as far as the world of boxing is concerned. Now, straight up, next up, guess who? The sports princess is back, baby. That's right. Kate Delaney, NBC Sports Network. Of course, she's got a couple of books out. We'll talk about that. But she's just a fantastic interview, and this lady knows her sport. So I'm going to drill her. Does that sound right? I'm going to drill a female guest. Yes, I'm going to drill a female guest on the hot issues as far as the sports world is concerned in 2016. We'll talk about the upsets, the big major stories, and of course, the chokes with Kate Delaney next, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You tune to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He gets through this dragnet, he's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Yeah.
We're joined by the sports princess, folks. We'll talk about Kate Delaney of NBC Sports Radio Network. And how are you, princess? How's life treating you?
Ah, Johnny, life couldn't be better. Are you kidding me? Here we are at the end of the year. Get ready for 2017. Can't wait.
Okay, we'll talk about the top five events as far as the world of sports was concerned in 2016. But let's talk about a couple of chokes first. Who was a bigger choke, Jordan Spieth in the Masters or the Warriors in the NBA Finals?
Oh, That's a good either or. I'm going to say Jordan Spieth because he really had it in the bag. He had a few shots to give back. He should have closed the deal on that. I know it was windy. I know we could talk about different elements as far as the Masters are concerned, but I'm going to say Spieth.
Will that follow him all the way to his grave?
I think it was that big of an event, wasn't it?
I mean, that big of a choke.
It was just that big of a choke. You think Greg Norman did it, too. I mean, in a way, if I was Greg Norman, I would have sent him a thank you card because he took his place in the spotlight with that kind of choke. And, yes, you could look back in history, and there are certainly other fabulous players that choked as well on, you know, the approaching final holes. Certainly, Augusta eats a lot of people's lunch. But I think Spieth, because he was on fire, because he was so far ahead, because he was playing so perfectly and his putter was really working, he really muffed up.
So, sticking with golf, where do we go into 2017 without Tiger Woods?
Well, this is what I think. I think you hope that Tiger Woods finds his mojo because we know he is coming back. We know that in the last tournament, he made a few great strides and he's had two back operations, in 14 months. But I think we may see a turning of the Tiger. I think you might really see Tiger back again, not like we used to see him, but where he's competitive. And let me tell you, as Tiger goes, so goes golf, because no matter what, people still want to follow Tiger Woods. I mean, you ask NBC, and it's all about Tiger Woods, no matter how he's playing.
Truth be told, is Tiger Woods the same Tiger ever since the old lady broke his windshield and that kind of stuff, or what?
Karma is, you know what. I think there is something to that. It's funny. I said that to someone the other day, Johnny. We think alike. But, you know, hell hath no fury. You know what I'm saying? I know that's been a while, and everybody's moved on from now and all that. But I do think that that's when you started to see the collapse of Tiger Woods.
Everybody has been in that position. On one side of the coin or the other knows exactly what we're talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely.
As far as relationships.
Oh, yeah, and especially if you think about it, because so much dumped out about Tiger Woods, so many different women came forward. I mean, for goodness sake, even the young girl who waited on him at Perkins Pancake House, he and his wife, was somebody that he fooled around with in his own house. So I think that really bit him.
Okay, let's talk about the top stories of 2016. We're talking with Kate Delaney, of course, the sports princess, the diva, the goddess, call her what you want. She's with NBC Sports Radio Network. And tell me about the Bat Cave, the Man Cave book. Tell me about that secret. Tell me about the title of your book. I'm sorry. I'm choking here.
That's all right. The title of the book is Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Wish You Knew.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute. Now let's talk about the top five sports stories of 2016. The Cubs winning after 108 years. I guess that mojo is finally back in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Could there be a bigger story? I mean, I was surprised. I love LeBron James, and that's another story I'm sure we could talk about. But Sports Illustrated went with LeBron James, but you probably had to flip a coin. You could have gone with the Cubs, too, because that city was just 5 million people at the parade, 108 years, all the hapless stories of the Cubs that coulda, woulda, shoulda, and didn't, and Theo Epstein, the general manager, telling everyone just be patient, we're going to build it. And boy, was he right. He built that team, and you're probably going to see a couple more championships out of this Cubs team.
But back to LeBron, I mean, here's a guy that's down 3-1. He carries a team on his shoulders and wins the NBA title. So that's, I mean, maybe it should have been a 1A and a 1B this year because, of course, the Cubs coming back after 108 years. I guess how can you really top that? But LeBron James shutting down Steph Curry and company. Now, Steph Curry and company are now God's team. That's what they're calling them, the dream team of 2017, et cetera, the Hall of Fame. They're going on and on out here in the West Coast about this team. Are they a cinch to win the NBA title?
I think they're a safe bet. I mean, you know, is it going to be the Warriors and the Cavaliers again? There's a great chance that you could make an argument maybe the Clippers get in. Doc Rivers has done some great things with this team if they stay healthy. But it could be the Warriors and the Cavaliers again, and I think the Cavs can do it. And, I mean, LeBron James is absolutely amazing, and he has a supporting cast, and he pumps them up. I wouldn't be shocked if it was back-to-back.
Now Vegas is sticking with the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors aren't covering the spread every night out and that kind of good stuff, but their record is outstanding. But They think that at the end of the season that nobody's going to be able to beat this team in a best-of series. That's the contention of Las Vegas minds. You have the same mindset?
No. I think the Cavaliers relish in the fact that people aren't still giving them the credit. I think it's because of Kevin Durant. You could say, okay, well, that's the X factor. They add Durant, so how much more power do they have on the floor? And that's the difference that you didn't see last year in the finals. But I still think if defensively the Cavaliers are playing well and they're clicking on all cylinders, it'll be a great series. It could go to the seven again, but I think they win it.
Having been a commuter to Las Vegas for about 6 or 7 years there a while back, going every weekend to do some radio or TV, I got to tell you, Vegas was sort of like my home for the weekends, but it sort of changed when corporate America took over. But now they're getting, it looks like they're going to get big time sports. It looks like the Raiders are headed for Las Vegas, and that's going to change the landscape of the NFL and, of course, the landscape of Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas should probably have franchises a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a whole thing about gambling that I don't necessarily understand. And like you, I lived in Vegas. I did my first syndicated show out of Las Vegas.
Oh, we both did.
And I think there was a hunger for it even then. I saw it when they had the Las Vegas Thunder, the IHL team, and how smart of the NHL to grant a team there, their first expansion team since 2000. And now with the Raiders and the push-pull of trying to get them there, I know Davis wants them to go there, the owner of the Raiders, mm-hmm. and we'll see if it happens. And I think it's a smart move because I really believe that they'll fill the stands, they'll get the people excited, and you'll get people from Las Vegas that will go.
Speaking of the Raiders are rocking and rolling. People are surprised they are doing as well as they are, but I got news for you. That Jack Del Rio guy, he's either got heroin in his system all the time, or he's the coolest cat I've ever seen on the sideline. Because, you know, I used to watch Bill Walsh when I was a cop in San Francisco. I used to study Bill Walsh on the sidelines and this and that. And I studied him, and every once in a while he would throw a fit and kick things and this and that. But Del Rio is like Mr. Tranquility.
Oh, he's the best. Are you kidding? And the players love playing for him. And you see Derek Carr. You see some of the bombs that he's throwing, the poise that he has. Everybody's talking about Dak Prescott, which he should get credit, the Cowboys quarterback, and Carson Wentz, even though the Eagles aren't doing so well, some of the rookies. But I think that Derek Carr, pound for pound, is one damn good quarterback, and I think the Raiders have a good chance to go a lot further than people are giving them credit for.
You know, I was over at the Raiders training camp a fortnight ago or last week, and I agree. This is not a surprise to Derek Carr.
It's not a surprise. I agree. I mean, you've seen him. I was at their training camp, too, and I saw him, and this guy is, I mean, pound for pound, so good. I think that, again, he is not, he just doesn't get the credit he deserves. Look at his passer rating, et cetera.
Okay. We're talking with the sports princess, folks, the diva, the goddess, the icon from NBC Sports Radio Network. I'm talking about Kate Delaney. Of course, Kate, we'd be remiss without discussing the people we lost in 2016. Of course, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, who I got to serve as his bodyguard and his aide for a two-week tour through China. Those are the most memorable days of my entire life, Kate. I have to tell you, and that I don't want to say that my daughter being born wasn't as well, but that they're sort of close there.
Oh, I can't believe that you were with Muhammad Ali. You came on a show that I was doing. You were so gracious to come on and talk about your experience with Ali, and I was just blown away by that. I mean, to me, an amazing person, an amazing boxer who could have even had a much even bigger career in the ring if he hadn't been suspended, and his impact on society, iconic. There's no question about it. That's a great loss, and he had a great impact on Americans the world.
Yeah, of course, and I'll never forget that line he left me with when we left that hospital in Macau when I was all in tears and thinking about my healthy kid back at home and all these kids being maligned and handicapped and this and that. And he said to me, we gave him some money, enough money to feed him for a year, and then I was still crying. He says, man, you can't save every puppy in the pound. And he went back to the front of the bus. He's right.
Yep, you can't save everyone, but he sure gave a lot of hope to a lot of people, and you got the chance to see that firsthand.
That was incredible. Okay, let's talk about Arnold Palmer. Now, we talked about Tiger Woods. Arnold Palmer was Tiger Woods for a good period of time. He carried the golf world on his shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why he had an army. You know, they called it Arnie's army because so many people followed him around and so many people rooted him. He was rooted for him. He was the everyday guy. And then he became this master marketer. He started the Golf Channel in retirement and, of course, a drink named after him, Arnold Palmer. Just like Ali, in a different way, he transcended sports. And he was one of the greatest golfers of all time because he had such an impact on the sport and got people excited and more people to play.
Sticking with the golf subject with the sports princess, what's happening with Jack Nicklaus? We're not hearing nothing about Jack. He's sort of like Neil Armstrong, the astronaut that went landed on the moon. He sort of like disappeared.
Yeah, you know, he does do a lot of charitable things, and he has his golf tournament, of course, in Ohio. But he's and sometimes he'll appear on broadcast. But he is relatively quiet. You don't hear a lot about Jack as you did. You definitely heard more about Arnie and his retirement, but you don't hear as much about Jack. You're right. But he was still, you put the Golden Bear up. You know, you want to look at rivalries. I think Jack Nicklaus, in a way, spurred on Arnold Palmer and vice versa.
Oh, they did. They were back and forth. In fact, I used to look at the leaders' boards because we had a guy out here in Daly City, California, named Steve Opperman, who was the son of my uncle's employer that played on the pro golf tour. So we got to look every day. We look at it, there was Arnie, there was Jack. They're always in the top four or five here. We're talking sports with the sports princess of NBC Sports Radio, and then we'll talk about Kate Delaney. And Kate, who's the athlete of 2016?
Boy, the athlete of 2016, I think you said it. I think LeBron James, because he had all the pressure going back to Cleveland. He digs the team, helps dig the team out of that 3-1 hole. I think he was the athlete of 2016. There's a lot of other athletes we could put on that list. Michael Phelps, what he did was amazing in the pool at Rio. I mean, bar none, is anyone ever going to surpass his, you know, gold medal total? I don't think so. Maybe not in your lifetime or mine, anyway. But I still would put LeBron James up there as the number one athlete.
You know what's funny is that Ronda Rousey called Michael Phelps a dick. She said he was really a big dick over there in Beijing. Is he Michael Phelps? I'll ask you. Is Michael Phelps a dick?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know him personally, so I don't know that. I know Michelle Tafoya, and she's come on my show a bunch, and she's interviewed him and says he's fine. But, of course, when you're interviewing somebody, and that's a whole different experience than if you're running in the same circles or at the same party together, which Rousey probably brushed against him in that way, so she would see him in a different light, and she probably saw him do a couple of things she didn't like.
The Beijing Games, evidently, they had a party, and he separated his entire party from the rest of the team, and it pissed her off. You don't tick off Ronda Rousey. Speaking of Ronda, she's going to take on Amanda Nunes in a few weeks, and it might be her swan song here.
I know. I mean, if she either wins this or she's out, because she's not someone who's accustomed to losing, and that blow last time around was really dented her ego, I think, and I see her as somebody who does other things anyway. She's involved in other activities, and I could see her moving on. That would be her swan song.
Real quick, now, if she go the way of Mike Tyson, once she's beat, she's done. Once she's been exposed, it's over?
I think so. I think once she's beat, she's exposed, she's to use your words, done.
The wisdom of the sports princess of NBC Sports Radio Network, Kate Delaney. Kate, it's always a pleasure having you on the Taco Man Show. Come back soon, princess.
Anytime. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for having me on, Johnny.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Boom.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
My man, Peter Frampton, coming alive here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. But I have no All-Stars on. Of course, they get the night off. They are enjoying the holidays with their families. More power to them. Let's talk about the NBA on Christmas Day, folks. Of course, Boston at New York. The game's even. Straight up even. Nobody's favored there. Boston, New York, who cares, really? Chicago, of course, the Bulls are going to San Antonio. San Antonio is a 7.5-point favorite. San Antonio should probably cover those points right there. And the big game of the day, Golden State at Cleveland. The under-over, 223.5. The point spread, Golden State opened to 5. Now they're 3.5. 3.5-point favorites. What do you think about that? Cleveland, LeBron James. Now, of course, Golden State. God's team, the dream team of 2017. I mean, holy cow, Kevin Durant. I mean, he was supposed to be like, this is the unbeatable team. But are they unbeatable? And I don't think they are. Maybe as far as individual games are concerned, they can lose individual games. But as far as the series is concerned, the people in Vegas don't think they can lose. Kate Delaney thinks they're susceptible in series. I think they are as well. Oklahoma and Minnesota, of course, they're going to play in Oklahoma City tomorrow. Oklahoma's a 4.5-point favorite. Before I wrap things up tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday season. Whether it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever, Hanukkah, whatever you happen to celebrate. More power to you. Happy holidays to one and all. I also want to tip my hat to the greatest producer in the world. Yeah, he's moody at times, but nobody's better than Scott Cuddy. Merry Christmas, Cut Man. Take it away.